We're here with Philippa Sawyer, who will talk to us about her radio station, Wickham Sound.
Pippa, could you tell me a little bit about your radio station?
Yes, it's called Wickham Sound. It's based in Buckinghamshire. We're about 25 miles out of central London, and we were set up in 2013 as a not-for-profit company. And we went through three rounds of doing pop-up broadcasts for 28 days at a time before we were awarded our full licence by Ofcom, and that came in April 2016. So we launched fully last autumn, and we've just celebrated 6 months on air, and it's all going really well. I'm delighted with how our schedule has settled down, some of the new volunteers we've attracted over the last 6 months to build on the team that we've had for nearly 3 years now. Mm-hmm. We target an audience of adults over the age of 35. So our music preferences are suitable. They're all very carefully curated to meet that audience's requirements and their likes. But the key thing for us is that everything we do has a local link. So, you know, anyone can sit and play music all day. What we've found really connects us with our audience is the local content. So that is us talking to small businesses, to local charities, to people who have been in the news, just local people who have got a story to tell. There's the local music scene, there's a What's On guide, traffic and travel, which is often the first reason that people will tune in to us. They'll be stuck in a traffic jam on the motorway and turn to us to find out what the hold-up is. And then they, you know, get hooked, mm-hmm. which is great fun for us. So we're still a very new station. Our licence is for 5 years. So, you know, onwards and upwards from here. But we're all thoroughly enjoying it so far.
Great. And how many volunteers do you have working with you at the moment? And do they, what sort of background do they generally come from? Do they have radio experience?
We've got a real mix. We've got around 120 volunteers altogether. They're not all broadcasting at once. In fact, they're not all broadcasters. Mm-hmm. So some of our team have radio backgrounds. We've got a few former BBC employees. Our engineering team are all ex-BBC. But most of our volunteers have no radio experience whatsoever. And they're the ones where we get these great stories of their personal growth and their sense of achievement when they learn a new skill and they can see that people are listening to the programmes they're making. You know, that is very, very rewarding. The age range goes from 17 to 70. We have some volunteers with disabilities, you know, some volunteers who have no desire to be in the studio at all, and they work in the office or they work as ambassadors for the station. And then, as I say, people with lots of broadcasting experience, people who have done music programmes, who want to try speech, and vice versa. It's a little bit of everything. And I think the main message is that every volunteer has something that they can bring to the station. Mm-hmm. Even if they've never done any sort of broadcasting before, they will have life experiences. You know, if they've been at home raising a family for 20 years, actually, there's all sorts of skills wrapped up in that. Conflict management, team building, you know, juggling, multitasking. So everybody has got something to bring. And it's down to our management team to find out, you know, tease out of them what those skills are. And also to find out what it is they'd like to learn next. Because, you know, that person might want to be the next breakfast show presenter. But if I don't know that, I can't help him take the next step. So, you know, broadcasting is all about talking and pumping stuff out there, but actually most of it is about listening.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of, do you have an example of a particular story or someone who's touched you in some way or way that you've touched them or made a difference in their life through the radio station?
There are two stories, actually. The first is a young man who is mildly autistic. And when he first came to the station, he had a music qualification. So we knew there was some building bricks there to work with. But he didn't talk to anybody. He was very, very shy, and it took him a few weeks to find his feet. And he was doing great stuff, processing audio and working on some audio production for us. And then after a few weeks, we noticed him answering the phone, which he hadn't done before. He started to come out of his shell and be part of the conversation in the studio. And now, 6 months on, he does his own weekly programme and he teaches lots of other new people how to record and produce and build their programmes. So for me, it's a delight to see the growth in him and his confidence going through the roof. And for him, I think it's given him, you know, everything he needs to go out and go out into the big wide world and get a job. So that's the story of a young man. And we have another guy who was a former driving instructor. He'd done lots of jobs over the years. But he came in and said, I'll help you put together the traffic and travel bulletins, but I don't want to go in the studio. So we said, OK. We gave him all the tools he needed to do the bulletins. And 24 hours later, he's in the studio and he's become the traffic and travel guy. And he's been doing that for 6 months. So that built his confidence. He got to like it. So then one day we sent him out to the local museum to do a little feature piece for us. And he dialed in to our live programme, did some live interviews with some quite high profile people. And he got a hero's welcome when he came back to the studio. And now from there, he's developed an interest in local history. So now he has his own, he's given up traffic and travel. He has his own afternoon show once a week, focusing on local history and getting all sorts of fascinating people in to share their knowledge with our listeners. Wow. So there's two great stories.
Yeah. And finally, how do you hope, where do you see the station going from here? It's still young, but you're obviously doing so well already. What sort of direction do you see it taking? How would you like it to progress?
I'd like us to be the station that all the other stations look to as a good example. But as you say, look, we're still very young. I'd like us to just continue to grow, to build our audience, to be successful running projects and doing more than just broadcasting. I think we can be bigger than that. There's all sorts of other things going on in the town that we can partner up on. And, you know, I'm just open to any new suggestion, and new ideas come in every day of the week. My problem is that I want to do them all now. And, you know, I'm not known for my patience. But no, it's all great fun. Who knows what the future holds, but it's going in the right direction.
This broadcast has been produced with the financial assistance of the European Union. The contents of this broadcast are the sole responsibility of Frauensolidarität, the Cyprus Community Media Centre and the Punjabi Centre Desi Radio, and can under no circumstances be regarded as reflecting the position of the European Union.